This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With just days left to this session of Congress, impeachment has now become the 800-pound gorilla on Capitol Hill, and that has House backers of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement worried. Kevin Brady is the top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee that handles trade.
Are we worried that impeachment will delay or knock this important agreement off? Yes. But I also think it's crucially important for the country that we move this bill now.
That's a decision that rests totally with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who Thursday ordered her lawmakers to move ahead with articles of impeachment against the president. And in a further sign Pelosi's in no mood to deliver the president a big Christmas present, two Democrats demanded a security agreement with Mexico to stem drug violence impeding trade before any USMCA vote. That's part of a growing last-minute condition on labor enforcement, drug patients, and internet content. Despite the increasing obstacles, Brady and a dozen other or so Texas lawmakers told reporters they're not giving up.
I think, one, it's very close. Two, we have the time to do this. And three, at the end of the day, this is a win for the American people. It is a win for workers, for agriculture, for all that.
But even staunch agriculture allies admit the odds for now passing the USMCA this year are long, amid a crush of last-minute must-do bills, already unfavorable politics, and now impeachment. In other ag news on this Monday, China announced plans Friday to lift some tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork. A CNN report says the move could be designed to take some of the heat out of the talks aimed at bringing a truce to the trade war. The Chinese finance ministry said last week it would waive taxes on some imports once companies had applied for exemption. It didn't specifically say which goods or how many of the goods would be exempted, though. Back in September, China said it would exclude some soybeans and pork products from its newest tariffs. China's Customs Tariffs Commission of the state says it will dictate a range of goods to be excluded from tariff countermeasures against the U.S. Section 301 measure. President Trump has told reporters late last week that the talks with China were going well and hinted that he may not place new tariffs on Chinese goods that will start this Sunday, the 15th, as planned. When he asked about the new tariffs going into effect on December 15th, Trump said, "We'll have to see. Something could happen, but we're not discussing that yet. However, we're having very good discussions with China." The Wall Street Journal also reports that the U.S. and China still can't agree on the size of the future Chinese purchases of U.S. ag commodities. President Trump wants China to commit buying $40 to $50 billion worth of farm goods per year, which is significantly higher than the $8.6 billion the country bought a year ago. The administration is also asking China to announce its purchase plans, which the White House says shouldn't depend on market conditions or other Chinese trade obligations. The two countries are working to get a Phase 1 trade deal signed ahead of the potential 15% tariff increase on Chinese imports that's scheduled to begin on Sunday, December 15th. Trump said last week that something could very well happen in with those tariffs, but did say the two countries aren't discussing that yet. The Chinese Commerce Department's ministry spokesperson also said last week that the two sides remain in close communication on trade. He says that China believes relevant tariffs must be lowered if both sides can reach an agreement on the Phase 1 deal. The USDA is reminding producers with crop insurance that are facing harvest delays to make contact with their local crop insurance agents by December 10th. That date would be tomorrow, Tuesday. Farmers need to file a notice of loss by that date or the applicable end of their insurance period to request an extension of time to finish harvest. Once the extension gets approved, an issued producer needs to harvest the crop at a first feasible opportunity. Farmers are certainly struggling this year because of wet weather conditions, says Martin Barbray, administrator of the Risk Management Agency. Producers covered by federal crop insurance that are unable to harvest on time need to contact their crop insurance agents to file a notice of loss. The goal of filing the notice is so that crop insurance claims are settled based on the amount of harvested production. For crops like corn and beans, the end of insurance period is December 10th. For other crops, farmers must take contact with their agents to find out specific dates. The USDA's Farm Service Agency announced that the sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program will begin today. The sign-up period ends on February 28th for general CRP, while the sign-up for continuous CRP is ongoing. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in CRP get a yearly payment for voluntarily establishing long-term, resource-conserving plant species like approved grasses or trees that help control erosion. The practices also improve water quality and develop wildlife habitat on marginally productive agricultural land. The Conservation Reserve Program is one of the nation's largest conservation efforts and a critical tool to help producers better manage their operations while they conserve natural resources, says Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. CRP currently has 22 million acres enrolled in the program. However, the 2018 Farm Bill lifts the cap on acreage to 27 million. That means many farmers and ranchers have the chance to enroll for the first time or continue their participation for another term. CRP was first signed into law in 1985 and is one of the largest private lands and conservation programs in the United States. The program has evolved over the years and provides a variety of conservation and economic benefits across the country. Moving on now into Illinois State Ag News, the Illinois Farm Bureau's 105th annual meeting kicked off this past Saturday in Chicago. 339 voting delegates will set Illinois Farm Bureau policy today. 30 different farms were featured yesterday at the Taste of Illinois, which is a celebration of Farm Bureau member-produced products, along with 25 exhibitors set up in the exhibit hall. 26 members competed during Saturday's Young Leader Discussion Meet, including Ethan Brown, who represented Montgomery County, and Matthew Heberling, who represented Christian County. And we'll have some special reports throughout the day today from Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson, so be listening throughout the day for those reports right here on WSMI. Moving on now to the local Ag Community Bulletin Board. Don't forget that tomorrow the Christian County Extension will be hosting a hands-on pressure cooker workshop at the Janice Hopper Auditorium at Taylorville Memorial Hospital. This workshop will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 and again tomorrow afternoon at 6 in the evening. You can pre-register still by visiting web.extension.illinois.edu/cjmm. And if you need more information, you can call Janelle Cornell at the Taylorville Memorial Hospital at 217-824-1840. In other bulletin board news from around the area, the Christian County Youth Leadership Team will be holding an open house event called 4-H Express on Friday evening. That will be held from 4:30 until 6:30. The event will be held at the Christian County Extension Office in Taylorville, and the event is open to all youth ages 5 to 18 and is free to attend. The Montgomery County Extension will be hosting a cupcake decorating workshop on Saturday morning from 9 until 10. This event is free. This event is for all youth ages 8 to 18, and the cost for the event is $5. Following the cupcake workshop, there will be a holiday greeting card workshop from 10 until 11 Saturday morning. The annual achievement award ceremony for the Bond County 4-H will be held on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 at the First Christian Church in Greenville. The Jersey County Extension will be hosting a gingerbread architecture workshop at the Jersey County Extension Office in Jerseyville. This event is for ages 8 to 18, and you do not have to be in 4-H to attend. The cost for this workshop is $10 and will be held on Saturday. And the Macoupin County 4-H Extension will also be holding a gingerbread architecture workshop at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. This event is for all ages 8 to 18, and you do not have to be involved in 4-H to attend. Cost for the workshop, again, is $10. Finally, in other bulletin board news, the Highland FFA and Hillsboro FFA are holding toys collections for Christmas. The Highland FFA is a fill-a-tractor bucket toy drive. They have multiple locations in Highland, Grant Fork, Alhambra, and Trenton for you to drop toys off. You can do that now through Friday Proceeds for the Highland FFA's toy drive goes to the St. Louis Children's Hospital. And the Hillsboro FFA's toy drive is for Toys for Tots. You can drop those toys off at the Hillsboro High School Ag Building and in the main building hallway. You can do that through Friday the 13th. Those proceeds go to Toys for Tots. And if you need more information, you can contact Hillsboro FFA advisor Noah Gallion at 618-499-8814. And that'll wrap it up for this Monday morning edition of the Farm Show. But remember, if you have ag news for us, please email it to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday morning, December 9th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.